Hello everybody, it's Mr. Tall23 back in the video. In this video, I'm continuing the series on the basic doctrines of the Bible. Today I want to talk about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. We believe that after living a perfect and sinless life and completing his ministry upon the earth, in which he bore witness unto the truth, the Lord Jesus Christ, despite being innocent before God, was condemned to death by the nation of Israel, who rejected him as their Messiah. It's written in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." Jesus, during his ministry, prophesied, he predicted that he would be delivered up to die for the sins of the world, and that he would die by the execution of crucifixion. He said in Matthew 20, verse 18 and 19, "Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles, to mock and to scourge and to crucify him." It's recorded in the four Gospels, in Matthew 26, Mark 14, Luke 22, and John chapter 18, that Judas Iscariot, who was an unbelieving apostle, betrayed Jesus unto the Jews, and that he was arrested and tried before the chief priests, the scribes, and the Pharisees. And Jesus, because he had declared himself to be the Son of God, and because he preached against the wicked religion of the Pharisees, was perceived as a blasphemer, and therefore he was condemned to death. He was brought before the Roman governor named Pontius Pilate, who, after inquiring him, said, "I find no fault in him," in John 19:4 and verse 6. So Christ was innocent. He was without sin, but the people hated him. As it is written in Isaiah 53, an Old Testament prophecy of Jesus' crucifixion, "He is despised and rejected of men." The Jews did not back down, but they denied him in the presence of Pilate. And as it is written in John chapter 19, verse 16, "Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away." Luke 23, verse 33 says, "And when they were come to the place, which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left." Jesus Christ was hung on the cross. That's what crucifixion is. He was hung between two criminals who were thieves. But Christ's death, although undeserved, he went to willingly. As he said during his ministry, "I laid down my life for my sheep." As it says in 1 Corinthians 15:3, which we read earlier, when cross, he died for our sins. We deserve the punishment of death and hell ourselves, but Christ took that sin penalty upon himself and bore all of our sins within himself. When Christ was on the cross, it is written in Matthew 27, verse 45 to 46, "Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" The Father left the Son at that moment because as Christ died, the sins of the whole world were imputed or put onto him, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. As it's written in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 to 24, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again, when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed." Christ, though being without sin, suffered in place of us, who are full of sin, and bare our sins in his own body, that we might become righteous, that we might be saved from our sins and delivered from hell. As it's written in Isaiah 53, verse 5 to 6, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." We believe that Jesus Christ's brutal death and torture was an act of love towards the world, which he did so willingly that he might be the sacrifice and offering for our sins and iniquities. We've transgressed, but because we cannot ourselves pay for our own sins, no matter what we do, we have been condemned by God and we're on our way to death and hell as a result of our wickedness. But Jesus, through firstly his death, has given us a way to be saved from our sins. As it's written in Romans 5, verse 8 to 9, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." Through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, we're saved from God's wrath. God is angry with the wicked every day, the Bible says, but our sins can be taken off from us through the atonement of the Son of God. It should be noted as well that this sacrifice was made for the sins of the whole world, that everybody's sins from the dawn of time unto the end of time were placed upon him. As it says in Hebrews 2:9, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 to 15, it says, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. So everybody is a sinner, and because the wages of sin is death, all have died. But Christ died for all, that their sins might be forgiven through him and him alone. Stay tuned for the following videos, because the picture of the gospel does not end here at his crucifixion. Thank you, buddy, for watching, and goodbye.